Dennis Belcher, tech service rep for BASF.
Now, Dennis, when you had this, we're here at this field day here in Belleville, Illinois, and one of the first things you talked about here to the growers and the reps that are here was the registration process for Kixor, how that's going.
Well, it's going very well. The registration is anticipated shortly, and this is kind of a unique registration because it's actually going to be the registration package will actually be reviewed through three countries, Canada, Australia, and the United States. But we do anticipate registration shortly.
Now, explain what when we talk about Kixor, we're talking about a number of different products that will come out powered by Kixor. Can you explain that?
That's exactly right. We will not market a herbicide called Kixor. We will sell four herbicides that will have Kixor inside or powered by Kixor. And those herbicides will be Trevix, which is a herbicide that will be used in the fruit and nut markets. And then we will sell Sharpen, which is a standalone Kixor-based herbicide, and it will be registered for use in several different crops. And then we will be selling Integrity, which is a mixture of Kixor plus Outlook, and it will be sold in corn and grain sorghum. And then we will sell Optil, which is a mixture of Kixor and Imazethapyr, and that's a product that will be sold in soybeans.
What is unique about Kixor? Why are you so excited about it?
You know, Kixor, it's new chemistry. It's a great new herbicide. Two things really come to mind whenever we think about Kixor. We think about burn down and residual. You know, there's a lot of people that have a really tough time getting their no-till weeds burnt down in the spring. Some of these people are not successful at all, and so they have weedy fields throughout the year. What we see with Kixor is it is going to bring a new arsenal into the burn down market. It is going to do an excellent job on some of those really tough to control winter annuals such as mare's tail and henbit and chickweed, and it's even going to have activity on dandelion. The other thing is it's going to offer residual. And in the soybean market, we see a greater need for residual now than we've had in the last few years. So we're going to have residual in soybeans, and then in corn, this is a product that's going to be used in corn and in milo that will give you season-long residual control, particularly of the large-seeded broadleaf weeds, but it will also do really good on things like water hemp and morning glory.
Well, I'm sure that the corn and soybean growers want to know, when do you anticipate approval?
Well, we anticipate in August, but EPA has their own rules and their own clock, so we're very, very patient. And we're anticipating registration. We do anticipate within the next 30 days, but we'll be very patient and see when we get it.
If you get registration within the next 30 days, you're going to start selling it this year, this season.
We will. This is a product that will be made in Hannibal, Missouri, or these products will be made in Hannibal, Missouri, and we have the plant ready to go, and we will be selling some products after registration, if we get registration after registration, yet in 2009.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Dennis. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.